Top of the morning, top of the morning. What's going on, fam? Y'all good? welcome to another episode of How I Feel, episode 2. I'm your host, The Godfather. And I hope everybody's having a great day, great morning, great afternoon, wherever you at, whatever time it is. I hope it's going good for you. Yeah. Today's episode, man, you know, we got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a lot to talk about every day because, because it's a lot going on every day. You know, it's just crazy. It's madness. It's craziness. It's funny. It's, I don't know what other words, just every word that you could use, that's what it is. Because that's what's going on right now in politics, in the government, you know, but it's just, it's crazy. 2020, it's just, it started out wonderful, and it's about to end very ugly. Excuse me for a second. Thank you, I'm back. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, Trump is Trump and Biden heading to the Midwest. I mean, the COVID numbers is going up through the roof. You know, it's like 3-4 days left to the election. It's crazy right now. You know, yeah, Trump just had a rally yesterday, I believe. In Tampa, Florida. I mean, this guy is, like I said, I ain't mad at Trump, man, because he doing his thing. He moving and grooving, you know, he doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? He everywhere, you know. Like I said, you know, this has nothing to do with who I'm voting for. I'm not campaigning for Trump, and I'm not campaigning for Biden. I'm not campaigning for anybody. I'm just speaking on what's going on and how I see it. You know what I'm saying? It's how I feel. You heard me? So, you know, it's all good. You ain't, you know, you don't have to get mad at how I feel. You know, you feel a certain way, I feel a certain way. So it's all good. You know, we don't have to fight and argue over each other's feelings. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. It's my feelings and that's your feelings. We could just talk and still be best friends. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we don't have to feel the same way for us to be family. You know what I mean? So it's all good, you know? All I'm saying is just go out there and vote. That's it. Just vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just go vote. That's it. You know, vote for, you know, for somebody, you know, in the whether it's a, you know, local election, nationwide election, whatever it is, just vote. But know what you're voting for. Okay, so Trump is going real hard right now. You know, him and Biden just left Tampa. They were both out there. Oh man, look. See, Biden, he cool. He having a protectful rallies, if that's the right word I can use. You know, so people are in the car. They have masks, social distancing, they're in the car honking, that means they're clapping, you know, so that's good, that's showing that he cares, that's, you know, it's good for everybody, period, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't matter how he campaigned, as long as he campaigns and do it safely for him and his staff and the people, that's a big plus, you heard me, so... You know, I take my hat off to Biden for that. I respect that. That's what a real person gonna do. That's what a real person will do. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, you know, he's out there protesting. He's out there. There's so many protesting going on. But anyways, he's out there campaigning. You know, in the last, I don't know when that started, but. You know, he's been campaigning the same way, you know, social distancing, everybody in the car. So that's I like that. I respect that. And I know a lot of people respect that too. You know what I mean? So, you know, real recognize real, and that's some real shit right there. So I recognize that and I respect it. You feel me? One second. Sip on this good tea right here. You know what I mean? Fresh water, fresh lemon. Hot. Yeah. So, you know, the Godfather style. a cup of tea every day. Do you good. So, yeah, you know, they, Trump and Biden out there, you know, they were both in Florida, Tampa, campaigning. And it started raining on Joe, so he had to cut it short, you know what I mean? So that kind of like, you know, but we already know what Joe talking about and where he stands. So, you know, he doesn't have to say too much, you know what I mean? He showed up, he did his thing, and, you know, the rain shut it down. That's just what it is. So, bam, he had to go. He dipped out. You know, everybody hopped in there. Everybody was already in their whip. They just, you know, drove off. So that was cool. You know, but on the other side of town, Trump rallies, you know, hella people. You feel me? No mask, no social distancing. Everybody's, you know, next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. I mean, they don't give a fuck. Like, you know, across town, Biden, it's like when they show on the cameras, like Biden shots or Biden videos or his rallies, or it's just peaceful when the camera shows it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's peaceful, it's calm, it's just a nice shot. You know what I'm saying? Like the camera is very, I don't know if that's a camera trick or I don't know, but it's calm. The colors that they use and the background, everything's just so peaceful and calm. Then when they sort of switch over to Trump, it's just bam, red. You know what I'm saying? Trump, China. Like, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, the whole shit just changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they up there turned up. You know, like they had a rave and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Trump, doing body waves and shit and whatever the fuck it's called. You know what I'm saying? People jumping on the crowds and shit and whoa, like what the fuck? It's just, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like two different, it's like they in two different countries and shit. You know, but you know, so Trump. In Florida, they up there turned up. First of all, let me tell you something. Trump cold with it, right? You know what I'm saying? This is some gangster shit right here. Like, this guy pulls up. He's like, man, I ain't going nowhere. Hold every single rally at the airport. You know what I'm saying? Or as he called it, the clear port. I'm for sure. I know he calls it that, the clear port. You know, that's how they be talking, man, real. You know? But, you know, he'd be like, man, look, set up all the rallies at the clear port. We just gonna pull up. I'm gonna hop out. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna hop back in and we gonna take off. Nigga, like some real gangsters. What? Who gonna stop me? You know what I'm saying? No one. And that's what he's been doing. Excuse me. It's been thousands of people at the motherfucking clear port just waiting on him. And when that Air Force One pulls up and lands and pulls up, man, they play that music, that dun, 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 and that crowd, you see what I'm saying? They get rowdy and shit, you feel me? And, you know, Trump hops out, walks over to the thing, and then, you know, hop on stage, do his thing, hop off, get back on the Air Force One and take off. Choo! You know what I mean? Fuck y'all. Next state. You know what I'm saying? That nigga straight hustling. City to city, state to state. That's what the fuck he doing. I don't know what the fuck y'all want to call it, but that's what the fuck he's doing. He hustling for that seat. You know what I mean? State to state, city to city, in Air Force One. How gangster is that? You tell me. Right? Crazy shit, man. This nigga's such a motherfucking gangster, yo. I'm saying? And like I said, when I respect that, you know what I'm saying? I look how people move, and you know, like I said, we ain't, you know, we ain't gotta be buddies, we ain't gotta be friends and whatever. But if somebody, if I see someone moving the right way, I respect that. I'm like, yeah, okay, I see what you're doing. I respect that. Keep it pushing. You know what I mean? So so that nigga just, you know, Trump just lands, hop out to the Air Force One. You know what I'm saying? Looking fly too. Don't even, like, for real, for a fat, ugly guy. He hops out the motherfucker with a little bit of swag. You know what I'm saying? That long ass coat. It's cold and shit. That's that rich swag. That's how he hops out the Air Force One, with that big ass coat on and shit. With the, you know what I mean? That's a presidential coat, bro. You can't get no gangster than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially coming from where, you know what I mean? Like, just where Trump came from. He's not even a fucking politician, man. You heard me? Like, what? Like, if he was a politician, that's a whole nother story. That'll be a whole nother thing. But this nigga's not even a fucking politician. Tell me that ain't gangster. Tell me that ain't motherfucking gangster, yo. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, it's like, you know how to say no ceilings, sky is the limit? Nah. This nigga, the White House is the limit. That's the sky's the limit right there. He done hit the ceiling right there. I don't give a fuck what it is. You can't go any higher than that. And like I said, I'm not out here promoting for Trump. I'm not telling you to vote for Trump. I'm not, you know, that ain't none of my fucking business what the fuck he does in politics. I'm just saying what's going on. I'm just looking at how he moves. That's all I'm talking about, you heard me? So don't get it twisted, man. I'm independent. If you really want to know what it is with me, you know what I'm saying? I hear everybody's side, and I make my own decision at the end to what benefits me and my family. So that's what y'all should do out there if y'all gonna go out there and vote. Vote for who you and your family is gonna benefit more. So that's on you. You vote for who you vote for. I vote for who I vote for. So back to what I was saying, right? But hold on, let's think a little. Let me give a quick shout out to Anchor. You know what I'm saying? The hottest podcast out there. If y'all want to get your shit popping, if y'all want to get your shit going, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with Anchor. They'll get your shit right. You know what I'm saying? ANCHOR. You know what I'm saying? Download the app. You know what I'm saying? Log in, and 30 seconds, 45 seconds, you're in there. Nationwide, worldwide. All right, let's get back to this shit, right? So, you know, Trump is out there doing his thing. You know, he ain't talking about nothing. And all these rallies, he pulling up, talking nonsense. He ain't saying shit. Talking about himself. Me, look what I just did. The deal I just did. Me, look at my jacket. Me, I caught the corona. But look at me now, I'm good. Look at me, me. Everybody lies, me. Like, whoa. Every fucking campaign for the past month or the past 3 weeks, whatever the fuck, like, has all been about me, and me. He ain't saying nothing about nothing. So what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're watching you and trying to see what the fuck you about to say, but you ain't saying shit. But me, look what I did. Look at my hair. Look at my suit. Look at my family. Look at what I just did yesterday. Look at what. I started turning that shit off. You know what I'm saying? That shit, he talking about Sleepy Joe. He started being Sleepy Trump. Because after the third rally, I kind of started knowing his whole lines now. I started saying the same shit with him. It's like, he was rapping. We both saying the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? And he talking about Biden's dead son. Like, damn. Man, just give me a second for that. Like, hold up, that's fucked up. How you gonna talk about somebody dead, son? Wow, or somebody dead, anything. Like the dead, let them rest in peace, man. Like for real, I don't care if you my worst enemy. I'm not gonna talk about a dead person, man, or your dead family member or whoever is connected to you that's dead. I'm not gonna talk about them like that. You know what I'm saying? Unless I didn't know. You know what I mean? Then once somebody, you know, somebody tells me like, hey man, you know, what you will pass away, and we'll, yeah, I will apologize as a man. Like, you know what, man, I apologize. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And if that guy accepts my apology or don't, that's on him. But at least I apologize. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we gotta be human beings sometimes, man. You gotta put the bullshit to the side. But anyways, though. Yeah, so Trump, you know, he out there campaigning, and so he pulls up, hops out, go on stage, talk his talk, talk that shit, hops off, and smash. But what happened in Tampa yesterday, right, it was hot, and at his rally, motherfuckers started passing out, man, for real. You see all these old Caucasian ladies and Caucasian men, and just all these people just passing out left and right. Boop, 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 boop. Like, what the fuck? What? Is there a sniper in there? Something's there? What's going on? They just passing out, like, dropping like flies one by one. Boop. Wait. Hold on, man. That shit was... Y'all gotta go check that shit out, right? Alright. Hold on, I gotta calm down. I'm sorry, excuse me. Hold on, look. Y'all gotta go online and go check that out. You know what I mean? Go to Trump in Tampa. You see people dropping one by one. So what they started doing was they started hosing down the crowd and put the water pump in the firefighters pump or some big ass hose, Paul, right? The fire truck hose, water hose. So they started shooting that shit in the air so they can, you know, it could go through the air and get everybody cool, you know what I mean? A little bit wet, you know, cool, you know. You know, it was just funny. Trump talking about, you know, who's doing that? Are they friends or foes? Like, you know, he paranoid too and shit. Like, but it was just funny how motherfuckers was just dropping left and right. Like, you think it's because, first of all, this is where motherfuckers got it fucked up at, right? You think, and I'm just saying, this is how I feel. You know what I mean? So, fuck what you're talking about. I'm just trying to express my feelings, and I'm saying I want to hear from y'all too. So y'all can get at me at smokeoneproduction@gmail.com. Send me any comments, any questions, anything you want me to say. I promote your business. I'm here for y'all. Y'all here for me too, right? So we're gonna do it like that. Yeah. It's just so much going on. So they started passing out, and the firefighters started to put the water in the air so, you know, people could get cool and shit like that. And it's just funny how motherfuckers think they could just go to a spot and nothing's going to happen. The same thing happened at the White House when he held that conference and everybody got sick. Or, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck you think you are? You think you're not gonna get sick? You think you're not gonna pass out? You think you're not going to die? Because what? Because you're white? You're not to be racist? I'm just saying because you're a Caucasian? Or because you're next to the president that you're more powerful than the COVID? Like, what? I just don't understand. I don't know if somebody could explain it to me. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just fucking crazy. Like, and then even after the fucking president caught the runners, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what they did. They got that nigga right real quick. He back on the road with no mask. Motherfuckers are still pulling up with no mask, no social distancing. Like, who the fuck y'all think you are? Who the fuck you think you are that? No, this motherfucker just was sick last week. Just got better. Now he's coming to speak. And he's not wearing a mask. You think, like, okay, whatever. Y'all do your thing. I'm going to do my thing from the house over here. You know what I'm saying? Where me and my family safe. I don't give a fuck who's in town. If I know you were sick last week, if you were sick last week, why the fuck would I go see you the following week at a show? I don't give a fuck who you are. You ain't God. You ain't Superman. You ain't a superhero that... Anyways, though. So this motherfucker, right? So we're going to leave that at that. You know what I'm saying? But, man, the COVID case, man, going up. Going motherfucking up. like a club on a Tuesday. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like 80,000 plus cases, new cases in October. On top of how many million cases already? Death toll. You know, right now, the death toll, man, it's unknown. I'm going to just keep it like that. It's unknown. It's crazy because a lot of people have it that's been tested. And a lot of people have it that hasn't been tested. So there's no way anybody could know the fucking numbers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, we can only... The news, the media should only... say how many numbers of COVID has been tested and keep it like that, but they're just giving out numbers on people who just died, period. So if you died this year, they're just gonna say you died from the COVID. You caught the Rona and you just passed away. You could have passed away from a heart attack, from, you know, anything. Oh, it's the Rona. He gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of bullshit going on. Anyways, that's a whole nother, that's just how I feel though. You know what I'm saying? So let's not even get into that right now, because I'm still, you know, but the wrongness is going up, man. And it's crazy how Trump caught it. His wife caught it. And his son caught it. I wonder if anybody else, his other kids or his other children, because they're not kids no more, his other children caught it too, but they just don't want to say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because, come on, they're always together. The whole family is always together. They're always together, moving and grooving, right? Yeah. So, they're always together, moving and grooving. So, I'm pretty sure a lot of them got it. That's just, I mean, if one person in the family caught the flu, or if one person in the house got the flu, 8, 9 out of 10, the whole house is going to have it too at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think a lot of them have it. They just don't want to, you know what I'm saying, put it out there. You know what I mean? His wife, you know, I don't know if she still has it or not. But she, well, we haven't seen her since they say she had it. And she just came out the other day and talking about my husband campaign. And, oh, bitch, shut the fuck up. okay, man. My husband campaign. She was going to say my husband champagne. Oh, bitch, my husband campaign. Yeah, bitch, just stick to the partying and the drugs. Okay, bitch? You're not the first lady. Really. Like, no. My mama the first lady. You know what I'm saying? In my life. And that's run shit. My mom. She the first lady. So, bitch, you can't even come close. You're not even half. Anyways. excuse me. So, she came out, I think, yesterday. at a rally talking about her husband's campaign, whatever. But, you know, I wonder if she's still sick, man. They're not saying anything. They're saying, you know, his son, Byron, whatever the fuck his name is, that he, I guess he's better now. He got better, boom, right away. Let's take a quick break real quick and thank our sponsors. I want to thank Smoke One Production for sponsoring this episode, letting us use the smokehouse. I also want to give a shout out to Anchor, the hottest podcast app on earth. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get your shit popping, if you want to get your shit going, if you want to get your shit hot out there across the all platform nationwide, worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with Anchor. Download the app. You know what I'm saying? ANCHOR. Download the app and you know, sign up. Takes 30 seconds to 45 seconds, man. And you know what I'm saying, boom, boom, boom. You're in there. Bam. Get your shit popping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a big shout out to Anchor, man. They really just download the app and just check them out. They'll really take care of you. They'll show you how to get right, how to set up your podcast the right way from A to Z. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Like, they are very, very, very helpful. They do a lot of, they'll do all the work for you, but before they do that, they'll tell you what they're gonna do for you. You know what I'm saying? So, and they'll show you how to do it too. So that way they'll get you set up right and show you how to do it, and then you could take it from there. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very easy. The easiest, one of the easiest shit I ever did. Like, damn, download this shit and I got my shit is already popping nationwide. I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Anchor. But download the app, check them out, fuck with it. All right, back to the show. So COVID, you know what I'm saying, 80 plus is still going on. Europe just went on lockdown again, or no, a few countries in Europe just locked down this past Friday. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. They're locked down. So I mean, it's the second wave. I don't know the third. I don't even know what wave this is. It's just been a lot of waves. You know what I'm saying? And Europe is on shutdown like a motherfucker, man. You know, and the U.S. is trying to keep it pushing, trying to fight it. So, you know what I mean? We don't know what the fuck is going to happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? So we just got to pray for the best, man. And, you know, but, yeah. So, yeah, take care of each other. Stay home. You know what I'm saying? The pandemic is still going on. It's real. You know what I'm saying? Quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. Wash your hands. Use sanitizer. Always, always, always wear a mask. Wash your hands as often. Take a shower as often. Wash your clothes as often. Especially if you are going outside a lot. So, you know. So Trump had the COVID, Melania, Barron, and now Vice President Pence. I think I said it, Pence. that guy looks vicious too. He don't. Y'all notice he don't never say shit. He just in the back, just looking around, like his eyes just be wandering, like. He looking like. Like he got his finger on the missile. Anybody move, I'ma just push the button and blow everybody up. Like, that's how he be looking behind Trump. He just be looking just vicious. Like, I know a killer when I see a killer, believe that. You know what I'm saying? I come from the streets, so I'm like, I know a hustler when I see a hustler. I know a killer when I see a killer. Trump a hustler, Pence a killer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's got that look vicious. It's everybody from Trump staff got fired except him. He don't say shit. That motherfucker, he knows a lot of shit. He got secrets in that under that bleached platinum white hair. He got secrets. He knows shit. You know what I'm saying? He just be looking like, I wish a motherfucker would. You know, he be talking like a nigga in his head. You know what I'm saying? Standing behind Trump. I wish a motherfucker would. I wish one of these niggas would just try me. I'll blow this whole motherfucker. I'll take this whole shit down. Yellow tip this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Trump the gangster, but it's like body the muscle. You know what I'm saying? Trump is a hustler, right? But body the hustle. Trump be like, hey, go to New Jersey and collect my money. And I mean, that's who go collects the money. The VP. That's who Trump sends everywhere to collect the money. I mean, so Trump is the hustler. The vice president is the muscle, cause he don't say shit. He just been looking at her. Ugh. Like I said, I know a killer when I see one, and yeah, I'm not fucking with neither one of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're saying that his staff has a COVID, and then three more people from his staff, I think, caught it. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's just like, damn, this Rona shit, man. It's crazy, yo. It's crazy, man. You know, the Rona shit is really, what can I say? Affecting the voting. Affecting the presidential election. There you go. Because a lot of people are scared to go outside. Plus the Hurricane Zeta just hit the whole down south damn near. So it's like a lot of those voting stations is all fucked up. So people can't even go and vote. Also due to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like this election right now, man. It's just crazy. You know, it's crazy, man. Like, 80 million people have already voted. You know what I'm saying? Has already voted. You know what I'm saying? Or 80 million votes already went in. And in some state, they already started counting the votes, the ballots. And in some states, they have to wait till the election day, I believe, to turn everything in, count it. And so, like, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, you know, this shit is real crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Because all this, you know, it's 3 more days left. You know what I'm saying? 3 more days left, really. Because we can, yeah, 3 more days left, and some states already started, counting votes. Some states haven't. And, some state might have it after the third. You know what I mean? So, and that's what the president is saying. Like, this shit is rigged. This shit, because, like, damn. How can they have numbers coming in after the third? Like, whoa. Like, so it's like, you know, you can't have numbers coming in after the third. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not campaigning for neither parties. I'm just saying, if November 3rd always being the election day, then November 3rd should always remain election day. But I kind of understand what it's saying. We could do things. We might still count the votes after the third, because it's a lot going on in the world. It's not just a small little problem that, you know, we could fix overnight. Like, this is a worldwide problem. So I kind of understand where they're coming from. So I don't know. It's a tough one. You know, it's a tough one. And, you know, so Trump is upset about that. You know what I'm saying? Trump is upset about that. But Trump he's still working though. He just met up with Lil Wayne. But I will always talk about some type of community reform or some type of, you know, so people are kind of like, bro, what are you doing, man? You talk, but Q just want to talk the way, I mean, to Trump, you know what I mean? So it's not, I don't know, man, you know, it's not, and I don't know if that, if you recall what Trump, I mean, what Wayne did, I don't think that you can call that, as, that you could say he's endorsing Donald Trump, because Trump is still the president. So at the end of the day, I think you still have to go and talk to the president to get things done and to make things happen. So that way you go talk to him, you do the footstep, and they end up talking to him. And then from there, you do more footstep to, you know, to get policy change or to get things happen. So, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with meeting with any government, whatever, to talk about any type of reform for the community or for whatever reason. That's who else you gonna talk to? If you don't, if who else would Wayne have to go talk to? If it's not Trump, and just like Cube had to go, not had to, but Cube went to talk to Trump because they called Cube and him and his people like, you know, won't you guys come in and let's see what's going on? What are you guys talking about? What's going on? So we can see what's going on. You know what I mean? So like I said, Trump is the president. Who else you gonna go talk to? So when people just talk like that, you know, saying like, you know, even mad at Cube for this and that, this and that, this and that. It's like, come on, man. Y'all, that's that nigga shit. Straight up. You can't be scared to go talk to them people if you about that. Right? Even if you ain't about that, you can't be scared to go talk to whoever's in power. Period. Right? So, hold on, let's take a quick little break. Give me one quick second. I'm having a little difficulties. Sorry about that. We're back. Had a little technical difficulties. Everything's fine though. But yeah, so I don't think anything's wrong with going to talk to a government officials about any type of, because that's what you're supposed to do. People that's talking shit, they don't know about that. So they see, first of all, people that's talking shit are at home sitting down not doing anything because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to go about it. And at the end of the day, they ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? How can you talk shit when you never did shit? Haters. Straight up haters, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't doing shit, but you're talking shit. And I don't rock with that. I ain't with that. So, you know, I'm down for anybody who's down to make a change. I mean, so shout out to Wayne, Q, everybody. I don't care. I'm not, you know, do what you do. If you know about positivity, shout out to you, period. So, yeah. I don't know, it's just, you know what I'm saying? But I fucked with Wayne Tough. That's my, one of my favorite artists as far as from the old school era. You know what I'm saying? Which is not really an old school era. Well, maybe 20 years ago. But, you know, when Cash Money first came out, I was big. And I still am a big Cash Money, but I'm a fan of the old Cash Money with everybody. Julie, Wayne, BG, Turk, Manny. You know what I'm saying? That's what I rock with. I mean, the new shit is cool too, but yeah, so just, you know, shout out to anybody that's about positivity and trying to make a change and you know, because we all have to mature. You feel me? We all have to mature and we all gotta evolve as human beings and trying to make things better, especially if you're in a position to change people's lives. So we have to change people's lives for the better and make people and change people's lives so they could be better too, and so they could help out other people. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes. When you help out one person, you don't know how long that's going to go. You know what I'm saying? And those are just good blessings that's going to come. Nothing but good blessing will come from that. You know what I mean? So stay positive, man. Be about your shit, man. Don't be a goddamn hater. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. But I just felt like I had to talk to my peoples, man, and let you know how I felt this morning. You know what I'm saying? This show is called How I Feel. I'm your host, the Godfather. Like I said, you know, we're family, man. You know, talk to me, I talk back. You know what I mean? Let me know how you feel. You can email me, smokeonproduction@gmail.com anytime. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you do, what kind of business you do. I'll promote your business on my platform. You know, we're family, man. So, you know, let me know what it is, man. Real soon, we're going to be going visual real soon. Still working on that. But, you know, this is the podcast, the hottest podcast out there on Anchor's platform. The hottest platform out there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with it. Shout out to the Godfather, which is me. Shout out to Smoke World Production. You know what I'm saying? You know, you guys have a beautiful day. Stay safe out there. God bless.